Dunn told me from his record. Anyway, it's about midnight right now. Meaning, it's time for me to tell you. Do you care about the environment? Tired of driving through traffic every day? Try public transportation. Wherever you need to go, there is likely a bus stop near you that can take you there. Public transportation is a good way to not only save money on gas, but also reduce carbon emissions. Riding the bus takes one less car off the road, which makes a bigger impact than you might think. Next time you need to get somewhere, consider the alternatives, whether it's a bus, train, bike, or even your own two legs. It makes a difference and takes the guilt out of unnecessary emissions off your conscience. Sometimes driving seems necessary, but even deciding to utilize public transit or other alternative modes of transportation rather than driving a few times out of the many makes all the difference. This message has been brought to you by your environmentally conscious, transit-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Now, for the weather, it's currently 24 degrees, partially cloudy in Burlington. Low of 18 for Tuesday, high of 20, low of 15. It'll get a bit warmer on Wednesday and Thursday with a high of 30 on Wednesday, high of 36 on Thursday, but it's just going to get colder than that afterwards with later in the week. On Friday, high of 20, low of negative 4. Saturday, high of 3, low of negative 4. It's a real Vermont winter. So, for the news, book returned to California library was nearly 46 years overdue. A worker at a California library opened a package and was surprised to find a book that had been due back nearly 46 years earlier. Cassie Coldwin, branch manager at the San Diego County Library's La Mesa location, said she opened the package in earlier January and revealed the long overdue book, which was appropriately a copy of The Incredible Journey by Sheila Burnford. I got to open it and enjoy the old book smell, which was quite powerful in this particular item, Coldwin told KUSI-TV. They sent it back to the right branch, even though we're at a new address, so they clearly did some research to get it back to us. That was from UPI. So, with that, have a good night, everybody. My name is Irwin, and you've been listening to American Dreamscapes. I'm on every Monday night. Used to be Wednesday, but Monday night from 10 to midnight. All right, have a good night, everybody.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
All right, Burlington, let's get real about sheets. When's the last time you washed your sheets? In the midst of our busy lives, it is far too easy to push off the simple task of washing your bed sheets indefinitely until you can't remember the last time you've given your bedding a spin through the wash. This is your reminder to wash your sheets. There is no better feeling than getting into a freshly made bed with clean sheets at the end of a long day. Not to mention, humans lose on average 500 million skin cells a day, many of which rub off onto your sheets. These cells attract dust mites, which can trigger itchiness and allergic reactions. Unwashed pillowcases harbor 17,000 more times bacteria than a toilet seat and can cause acne and skin irritation if not washed weekly. Sleep better, sleep cleaner, and wash your sheets. This message is brought to you by your hygienic DJs at W.
Another graveyard. And you may be wondering, Io, didn't you say that you were doing these on Wednesdays? I am pretty certain that this is a Tuesday night morning. But, and to that I say, there was an open slot, I had a playlist, and I decided, who needs sleep anyways? Do I have a shift at 8 a.m.? Yes, but do I also love doing this? Also yes. So, we are going to be spending the next 2 hours together for a graveyard, and we're going to get started with some, if you tuned into my last graveyard, you know I probably said this at least 6 times and it just refused to work. Well, the good news is it's working now. I figured out the issue. This is going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be an amazing show. We're going to have fun together. We're going to listen to some great music. So, let's get started with some Invisible Chalk by Madison Cunningham. Never mind, I think I cursed it by saying that we're going to have a smooth show. So I'm going to quickly fix the issue, and then we will be all set. So, I'll be right back.
All the best, I want you all the time. Want you all the time. Closer to me, babe, don't you hesitate.
This time it was a super easy fix, so now it is going to be all smooth sailing from here with some Invisible Chalk by Madison Cunningham.
Be right. she can't turn to face me. I see those patterns printed all over myself too. But I keep pushing that boulder uphill till something moves. And I thought we were getting older, but you're right.
Jobs like hounds, they work and sleep and work again. In the darkest nights they howl, and their cries are a warning to everyone following. No man should stand to work all of his days in hell, nothing at the end of them.
Thank you. legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you.